The distribution of a right-wing U.S.-based newspaper through Canada Post is prompting reaction in the metro area. VOCM's Jeff Smythe speaks with Craig Dyer, who is a representative with Canadian Union of Postal Workers.
There have been a number of recent complaints about a pamphlet that's being distributed in the Atlantic region called the Epoch Times. Some union workers have apparently been raising concerns about the content. Can you tell us a bit about what's going on?
Actually, it's across the country, and there is a movement afoot through social media. Postal workers are taking exception to the content of this magazine or newspaper, and they're challenging the corporation because of what they feel is racism, homophobic, something that fuels hate, equality issues. And, you know, postal workers will take on issues as they see fit.
How are they being delivered? Is it something to be stopped?
It's a piece of neighborhood mail, or the old ad mail people would know it as. And this is our second time that I recall that St. John's is actually delivering it. And it's not being delivered to every house. It's targeted areas. We don't know what the target is or what the reason is, but not everybody is receiving it. But we're also getting a lot of feedback from the customer. I don't know if you're aware, but I just received a message recently that we had some vandalism done to our Water Street post office, and it was about this mailing.
And in the case of vandalism, do you have any concerns about whether postal workers may be harassed over, you know, distributing or being forced to distribute this material?
It is a genuine concern, and there is some dialogues at the door, at the community mailbox, at the businesses. But what we want the public to know is that the postal workers that actually deliver this product are doing it, one, because that's what we do, deliver mail, but two, we have raised the issues here locally. It has been escalated to our regional union and to our national, and it even made the floor of the House of Commons when it was brought forward by a member of the NDP party out of Ontario. We just want the public to know that we're just doing a job. We're only the messengers. So if they have any concerns or complaints, they should be addressing to their local MP or to Canada Post.
And what kind of feedback has Canada Post given to you about these concerns?
We've escalated it to, actually, not this one, but the last one, where we raised objections to having to deliver this type of product. It was actually said to several of our employees that if you don't deliver it, you're delaying the mail. And in our life or in our world, we recognize that delaying the mail is a disciplinary action, and people could be reprimanded or actually lose pay. So the corporation said that this is a piece of mail, you have to deliver it, and no exceptions.
Well, this topic is a bit complicated. Is there anything that you really want to get across that we might have not touched on so far?
Just the simple fact that the corporation did their own investigation, and they said that it didn't cross the lines of what they called hate mail. And also the courts have intervened and said to Canada Post that we should not be determining or censoring any mailing products. So, you know, our hands are sort of tied. So that's why I think there is a public outcry that, you know, the government should be involved. And, you know, they're pretty good about their message. It is borderline, but a lot of people that I've talked to recently, and it's only the last couple of days, take great offense to this actual newspaper or flyer, if you want to call it. And, you know, it's great. People have a right to speak up. It is a freedom of speech thing. And we believe that it is crossing the line, or it's very close on the line. So, you know, if people are genuinely concerned about receiving this type of product in the mail, they should be in contact with their MP and with Canada Post and say, we don't want it, right?
And there's been a lot of talk about hateful content being distributed, especially on like social media these days. Do you know what it would take for content to be considered hate mail or actively stopped by Canada Post?
I honestly don't know, but I've had some conversations with our regional office, and we look at it as charter issues, charter of rights and freedoms. If they cross that line, that's not acceptable for Canadian Union of Postal Workers workers to deliver. And like I said, it's from coast to coast, and people are upset, and they're letting their supervisors know, and they're letting their management team know, and they're letting their MPs know. So, you know, it's a very fine line that they're walking, but people have categorized it as racism, homophobic, fueling the hate, and they address equality issues. So, you know, we're going to stand up and defend the public and defend what we believe in, and that's probably why it's making the forefront right now.
That is VOCM's Jeff Smyth speaking with Craig Dyer, representative of Canadian Union of Postal Workers. And as he said, if you are bothered by receiving the Epoch Times in the mail, you can always contact your local MP, or you can contact Canada Post.